For more than 40 years, travel has been my passion, and teaching it has been my career. Hi, I'm Rick Steves, and I love my job. Travel is so much fun. There's so many wonderful things to see and do, eat and drink. But that's not really why I travel so much, or why I've made a career out of teaching it. The real reason I spend so much time sharing with my fellow Americans how important it is to get off the couch and explore our world is that I believe thoughtful travel has the power to make our world a better place. When you travel thoughtfully, you come home changed. Your view of the world becomes more complex, maybe a little less comfortable, and always more compassionate. You have empathy. You see our local challenges in a broader context. To me, good travel is transformative travel. It changes you. And it's a heck of a lot of fun. I think you could say the same thing about public broadcasting. Yes, what you hear every day on this station is certainly entertaining, and it's fascinating. And now more than ever, you rely on it for something more. You rely on it for information that's honest, thoughtful, and occasionally gets us out of our comfort zone, gives us both a better understanding of our world and an empathy for people far away. It humanizes our world, and then it connects us with it. In the hour ahead, we'll talk about how travel can transform our lives. Rather than the dangers of travel, we'll talk about the dangers of not traveling. It's a lesson I've learned over and over again in my decades on the road. I love talking about how travel gives us a broader perspective, and I get to share those ideas by giving talks all over the country. One of my favorite talks is called Travel as a Political Act, and we're sharing the highlights of that talk with you today on Travel with Rick Steves from a presentation I gave recently at the First Congregational Church in Bellevue, Washington. I never wanted to travel. My parents dragged me to Europe when I was a teenager. My dad imported beautiful pianos from Germany. And I thought, Dad, this is a stupid idea. And he brought me over there, and I realized it's not all that bad. I'll never forget with my parents visiting relatives up in Norway. I was in the big Frogner Park behind the palace where they have all these statues, and it was just a lovely scene. And I was there, and it occurred to me, I was just a little teeny bopper, and my parents were just like loving me inexplicably. I was a little pill, and I was not very appreciative and all that kind of stuff, and it occurred to me, even from my little egocentric, you know, teeny bopper perspective, they're sacrificing so mightily just so I can have this experience. And then I looked around that park and I saw all of these little ensembles of family love and all of these parents loving their kids as much as my parents loved me. And it hit me right there. This world is home to millions and millions, maybe billions, I don't know, of equally lovable children of God. Now, had I not gotten so far away from home and recognized all of that love there, I would have never recognized that, I don't think. And it just has occurred to me right from the start of my travels that this world's a beautiful place. On that same trip, I was in my relative's living room when Neil Armstrong took that first step on the moon. And I listened to "That's One Small Step for Mankind and One Giant Leap for One Small Step for Man and One Giant Leap for Mankind." I listened to it in Norwegian. And I realized my friends back home think this is a great American triumph. But my friends back home didn't realize that all over the world, this was more than an American triumph. This was a human triumph. And there's another little, very elementary thing. It's so obvious, but it doesn't occur to us when we stay home. There's so many reasons to get out and open up to the world and celebrate the world. It's just vital. I just love to humanize through travel. Now, I remember when I was a kid, I wanted to teach travel, but I debated in my mind, is this a noble thing for me to do with my life? We get one life. What can we do? We want to work hard. We want to contribute. And I just thought, is travel a good thing to dedicate myself to? I don't know about you, but I remember when I was very, very little, my image of travel was rich white people on luxury cruise ships in the Caribbean throwing nickels off of the deck and photographing what they called the little dark kids jumping for their coins. That was it. They came home and they just showed off how, you know, and I just thought, that's kind of a weird thing to promote. And even to this very day, I think that notion of travel still persists for a lot of people. For a lot of people, travel is still
See if you can eat 5 meals a day and still snorkel when you get into port. Now, when I say that at a cruise convention, people fidget nervously in their seats and think, where's he going with this? But, you know, I'm just saying it's not travel. That's not a judgmental thing. It's actually hedonism. And, you know, I got no problem with hedonism. I'm a Lutheran. I think travel should bring people together. That's really, for me, I can just say that's what I think travel should do. Not divide us, and if you travel a certain way, it can divide you. You know, you can travel all the way to some parched corner of the world and play golf, putting money into somebody's resort that's going to go back to his skyscraper somewhere else, you know? No, I'm not going to say that word the whole time.
As you know, you're not tuned into Cruise Ship Radio right now. This is public radio, where news and conversation and entertainment is thoughtful, it's civil. It inspires us to embrace life without fear. Considering the direction commercial news is going in our nation lately, the mission of public broadcasting has never been more important. Talking heads with an agenda, alternative facts, clickbait, it's enough to make your head spin. Our nation is confronted by unprecedented challenges, and we need media that helps us grapple not emotionally, not ideologically, but simply smartly with these issues. Public radio is an oasis on your dial. You come here for perspective, for context, for thoughtful, civil conversations. The value of public radio has never been more important for our society and for our democracy than it is today. Please take a moment to affirm your support for a media source that cares about the truth, a media source that respects your intelligence. Become a contributing member of this station during this membership campaign, or renew your annual membership. Please do it now. Then every time you tune in, you'll feel better because you are on the team. You're making a difference. Thank you.